Earlier this month, three Muslim American students were found dead in their home in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and a local Dayton resident says he knew them well. Dia Barakat, 23, his wife Yusra Abu Salah, 21, and her sister Rasan Abu Salah, 19, were shot and killed over a reported parking dispute. Their neighbor, 46-year-old Craig Hicks, turned himself in several hours after the crime. He was indicted by a grand jury last week. Shad Ahmed, the principal at the Dayton Islamic School, used to live in North Carolina. He worked with all three of the murdered students at Al-Iman School, where he used to teach. I spoke with him at his home this week.
So I had the benefit of teaching all three students. Dia Barakat, I taught him 8th grade science, social studies, and computers. Yusra Abu Salha, I taught her 6th, 7th, and 8th grade science. Rosanna Abu Salha, her sister, I taught her 5th and 6th grade science. And also Yusra and Razan, I was student teaching at a school called Athens Drive High School in Raleigh, and they're involved in the Muslim Student Association, and I got to interact with them there and got to see a lot of their hard work, adopt a highway, giving coats for the poor. So I got to see them in all aspects. And Dia, I was one summer, we had a summer basketball team. I was this assistant basketball coach. Had a good time with him, went on field trips with him. Just remember him as, you know, a laid-back kid leaning back on his chair. I told him not to. He fell down one time, made sure he was okay, and then I told him, I told you so. He was my first Facebook friend. We kept in touch through email, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So, I mean, it was, and I was, you know, so far away from him in Ohio, so when it happened, and it shook the community there greatly, and definitely I was shooken up about it. And, you know, at first you can't believe it, then the reality sets in, and, you know, I'm so sad I was so far away and I couldn't be there and with all the community support that was over there. So I mean, I just have good memories of all three of them, and it was especially with Dia, you know, the oldest one, and it's a blessing to me that 10 years after he graduated from the school that I was still able to interact with him. And I have a picture on my Facebook page. His last year as an eighth grader, him and the other eighth grade boys decided to carry me around through the whole school. It's kind of like a symbolic gesture of them leaving the school. Yeah, I'm an emotional guy to begin with, so of course I was crying that day, and then of course a lot of tears have been shed. But then kind of what's helped me is to, you know, kind of accept that this was meant to be, and then, you know, think of all the memories about him.
Have you been able to reach out to any of the families?
I've been able to contact Yusra and Razan's brother. And, you know, I've been so surprised that he was gracious enough to take the time out to communicate with me despite all of this tragedy. And in fact, he was even giving me positive words saying, you know, how much they appreciate me as a teacher. And I told him, you know, during this time, you're the one who's showing, you know, such strength and courage. I've tried to reach out to Dia's brother, Ferris. I never taught him, but I know him. And of course, you know, he's just been so busy. And I'm hoping maybe to visit there in March or May and try to visit them all personally.
The circumstances surrounding this case, apparently there's a dispute between neighbors over parking. There's some speculation that there could be more. In fact, they're investigating whether there was anything further involved. Can you tell me a little bit about your personal thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, just knowing them personally, I mean, all this has come to light, their community service, their good work. I mean, Dia was such a good-natured guy, you know, basketball fan, just fun-loving. And then Yusra and Razan, they were such sweet girls, well-behaved. So I can't imagine them kind of instigating trouble. So, I mean, for there to be a parking dispute, I mean, you know, they might have a lot of guests over. I don't know the details about that. I mean, the details as I know them, he actually came into the house, he shot Dia first, and then shot the sisters after that. So for me, that seems a man full of hate, premeditated, set out to do something. You know, I mean, whether he was mad about a parking spot or over time he saw a lot of Muslims going to the place and he didn't like that, I don't know.
Have you talked to students at the Dayton Islamic School about this?
I talked to the middle schoolers first, because they can handle it the most. I there was something on the board because I wasn't in a state to talk. I said, I lost three of my students. I wrote their names, and I said, you know, their Muslim Lives Matter became a popular hashtag now. You know, then I just started crying about it. And the older ones, you know, are you okay? And it's, so I talked to the students, and I told them, you know, this is, as Muslims, we accept, you know, what God has decreed for us. Definitely we feel the sadness. You know, we're just hoping now to kind of get lessons from what happened. And for the most part, you know, they've taken it very well, and they're very sympathetic about it, and, you know, kind of check up on me. Are you doing all right? And how are you doing? And we'll feel sorry for your loss. And in fact, you know, it's me being a teacher, I mean, I'm affected by it. And I can imagine how their parents, their brothers, their sisters, how they've been affected by it. So, you know, I definitely feel that sadness, but I can imagine their sadness is just exponentially more than mine. So that kind of gives me the strength, you know, in how well they've handled the situation, how they've conducted themselves.
Shad, let me ask you how other Muslims that you know are reacting to this incident.
You know, they've been hit by it too, even though they don't know them personally, but they see that it could have been my child. And then as Muslims, they just want people to know them as, okay, we're just part of American society. We're choosing to live here. You know, we want to be here. We want to make the society a better place. You know, that if we can volunteer, we love to volunteer. You know, the mosque in the area are trying to do Habitat for Humanity. They're trying to donate dental supplies. They're just trying to help the community. And as Muslims, you know, people have told me that we just want people to see us in that thing. Yes, we do wear scarves. Some of our men do wear beards. And the portrayal in the media is, okay, that those are the bad guys, and we want people to know we're not bad guys. We're good guys, and we're good guys because our religion tells us to be good. Our religion tells us to give charity, to do good works, to be good citizens. So we hope, you know, when we're outside, we're shopping, people see us instead of, you know, kind of scoffing at us or kind of giving us a bad look. You know, just give us a smile, and we'll probably smile back, and we'll be happy that you smiled at us. I mean, the other day I was in a waiting room, and I was just talking to a random stranger, and it was my son was talking to his two sons. We were just talking, and it was just two guys living in the Dayton area just talking. And that's how we want to be. We just want to interact, and, you know, we want to help the society.
Shad Ahmad, the principal of the Dayton Islamic School, sharing memories and thoughts about his former students who were killed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, earlier this month.